I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. What an awesome Sunday morning. I have two amazing women here with me in the studio, and it happens to be a mother-daughter, of course. We're celebrating Mother's Day, and just an amazing story to share with you. Welcome, Ashley Green and her mom, Gaylynn. How are you ladies today?
Great.
Good. Thank you.
Good. So, Ashley, you spoke at our half-day conference back in April out at Weaver Ridge. And you have an organization, Your Excuse is Invalid. And so I'm so impressed. I mean, I just have to start out by saying we've only met in the last couple months, maybe month or so. And I'm just so impressed with what you have accomplished since the beginning of your journey back when. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how this journey began for you, how old you were when this journey to where you are now began.
Okay. I'm currently 29. I am from Mackinac, Illinois. Got injured when I was 17 in a car accident on my way home from church, and that kind of turned things awry. I was a huge athletic person, played a lot of sports. But on the way home, when I got in that car accident, my ankle rolled off the brake pedal, causing a lot of injury with ligaments, et cetera. And from that, basically had to have multiple surgeries trying to fix it. It was supposed to just be one basic surgery, get through that, and then be back playing sports. However, that's not how things went. Ended up being 9 surgeries over 8 years to try to fix it. Eventually, I was told that there was no fixing it. It was either going to be on crutches for the rest of my life or go through with an amputation and get my life back. So basically, not a very easy thing to have to make a decision to do, but chose after a year and a half of kind of thinking and trying to figure out what was going to be best for my life and getting on with my life. I chose to amputate my leg below the knee on March 9th of 2015. Got through that, was making pretty good progress, getting in my prosthetic. Unfortunately, had to have 3 revisions to try to fix some of the issues I had been having with my leg. And then was starting to get back on my feet again, and then actually found out about 3 months ago that I had a spinal tumor and was doing surgery for that and dealing with some of the stuff for recovery for that now. But still thriving, still making it through. So that's, you know,
you kind were of able my... to speak last month, which is amazing. Now, our weekly winning word is cherish. Okay, so if you guys have been listening to our radio show every Sunday morning, or it's not your first time tuning in, you're starting to catch on that every week we kind of talk about our weekly winning word. But if this is your first time listening in, we do have a weekly winning word. We send out a weekly winning resource to all of our members and community members of I've Decided to help kick off your week and get you started on the right foot. And this week, the word is cherish. So I think about that, Gaylynn, from a mom's point of view. Obviously, you're the apple of your eye. You cherish your child as we cherish our daughters and cherish our child. And you're sitting here and you're listening to her share that story. From your perspective, I mean, I can't even imagine.
Correct. As a mother, it can be difficult at times. However, the support system that you can give to your child in a positive direction to stay positive and not focus on the negative that you could. That's kind of one of the things I think as a mother, you know, you cherish your family, you cherish your friendships, and that's what gets you through some of these difficult situations. However, the relationship with your child, and I think especially with a mother-daughter, you want to give her the strength to get through whatever she needs to get through. Obviously, she's done that and more than I can imagine, her accomplishments in the last, you know, even year. Her motivational speaking has grown, doubled, if not tripled. She's very busy with that, so she keeps others positive, gives them the, how do I say? She gives them a...
Like the inspiration.
An inspiration and a vision of your excuse is not valid.
Right, for sure. When you can, when you're sitting there talking to us in your wheelchair and you've had your leg amputated and you're 29 years old and you just had surgery and you're saying your excuse... Yeah, you can see my excuse. It's invalid. What's your excuse? It's invalid too, right? And you're just delivering that powerful message. As Ashley was talking, Galen, I was thinking, you know, your child's in a wreck. Well, first of all, from a mama's perspective, any parent's perspective, you're just like, oh my Lord, freaked out. But then you're so grateful and thankful to realize that, okay, it's just her ankle. Not a big deal. We'll fix it. But then, so you have that overwhelming joy of, thank God she's alive. Thank the Lord. It seems like it's not a big deal. It's just her ankle. It can be fixed. And then it's kind of over the next how many years?
Yeah, it took a lot of time. And I think one of the hardest things for myself as a mother is that particular time that the accident happened. It was my reason that she was driving home because we had went to church as a family the night before, and I, as her mama, made her go to church the following morning since she couldn't go with us the night before. So there's that guilt complex as a mom that I could have, should have, you know, would have, because obviously that is any parent's worst fear, is to have your child be in a car accident. And you're correct. We did not think it would end up where we're at now. If you had told me 10 years ago that my daughter would be an amputee, I would have never believed that moment, you know. It's been a journey for sure. It's not been an easy one. However, it has brought our family closer. It has showed us who our true friends really are. It's given us a positive thoughts and stuff for the local medical fields, and then some questions as well. But yeah, we've made it.
You made it. And I just, oh my goodness, I just have this vision. For you, Ashley, you just have no idea. I know you think you're speaking now, girl. You're going to be speaking all over sharing this message because it's powerful. And you did survive this, and you are surviving, and you're going to survive. And the lives that are going to be changed, I get chills just saying this, but it's like you're chosen. It's like you're, you know, it seems when someone might see you, they might think, oh, you know, and it is kind of bad, really, I would think, to have your leg amputated. But on the same token, you've got this positive message, this life-changing thing, and educating people. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. But one of the things that you guys found out is how expensive prosthetics are, right? Am I saying that word right?
Yeah, prosthetics.
Prosthetics is how expensive they are.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that when we come right back. So stay with us. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are so happy that you are joining us this awesome Sunday morning. Happy Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day this morning. Awesome day. And I am in the studio with my two beautiful ladies, Ashley and Galen Green, mother and daughter. And some of you may recognize Ashley Green's name because she was our motivational speaker at our half-day conference back in April out at Weaver Ridge. And we are quickly growing fond of both of you ladies, really. And your message, Ashley, and what you're putting out there. And before we took our last break, we started talking about the cost of prosthetics and really, which is where your not-for-profit, your charitable organization, your excuse is invalid, comes in. So we're going to talk about that, but your excuse is invalid. Can you tell me your vision? Where did that, first, I haven't heard this. This has actually just popped in my head. I'm like, wait, where did you have that shift when you decided you were going to do something positive and you created your excuse is invalid?
I actually had one of the girls I tutor for ask me if I would come and speak to her church youth group. And that's actually how my motivational speaking started. And then I started transitioning to speaking at the school I grew up in, Blessed Sacrament in Wharton. And that kind of is where it kind of started to take its journey into motivational speaking, is I started getting asked to do all these different places just from word of mouth. And that's kind of how it's all spread this whole time, is just word of mouth from person to person. It was about 4 years ago I started to have the dream to eventually start my own charity. But it really didn't become certain until a year and a half, 2 years ago, when I started realizing how many other people were being affected by this as well. My prosthetic was donated to me by Kevin Carroll of Hanger Prosthetics, because my insurance told me it was a quality of life issue, not a necessity of life issue. And so if I had not had somebody that took me by the hand and helped me with getting my prosthetic, I would not have the prosthetic that I needed to be able to get up and get around, since I have to have a specific socket because of nerve damage in my leg. So there are many kids that face the same issue with running and sports prosthetics, water prosthetics, all these different things, because insurance feels they've covered a leg to get them basic function back, so they should not have to cover for sports and things like that, for just extracurriculars. Prosthetics are thousands of dollars. It can range anywhere from $25,000 to $80,000-$90,000. If you have an above the knee, it can range even higher. So it just depends on what the person's wanting to get back, how many prosthetics they need to do the things they want to do. Unfortunately, like everybody else, we can't just switch from sport to sport. We have to change our legs out for those things. So it's having a different leg for all of these different functions. And most people, if they want to be able to do all these things, have anywhere from 2 to 7 different prosthetics. Wheelchairs, you can get a 40-pound wheelchair from insurance, but to get a lightweight wheelchair to be able to have function and, take care of yourself and do the things you want to be able to do, that's anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000 as well. So it's just one of those things that we want to help people get all of this stuff. And since I had the opportunity of getting that donated to me, I want to help others be able to get these things so they can live the life that they want and not have their excuses, so they can be shown that their excuse is in fact invalid.
So that you take out the excuse by helping them and give them the opportunity to continue to have a good quality of life.
Yeah, I mean, I live by the quote that life is 10%, what we're given, and 90% how we react to it. So if we can give these kids and adults, we're not just limited to kids. It's any age group. It's we don't care what you make. We don't, any of these things, because that amount is expensive for anybody.
I was about to say, you're going to have to be pretty wealthy if $90,000 is a drop in the bucket.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize either that these have to be replaced every 3 to 5 years, depending upon how much you're utilizing that prosthetic.
Right. So, and we don't ever want to say, well, sorry, I guess you're just not going to be able to be mobile since you're an amputee or,
Yes.
I mean, how terrible to even think such a thing. We wouldn't want to limit anybody's possibility. And really, that's what's happening with the cost of these prosthetics and insurance not covering it. They're saying, you really don't need to play as a kid. You can just stroll around in a heavy wheelchair.
Well, and you can't really blame anybody else. I've even said to my mom, I've said to other people, it's things I didn't even really think about until this happened to me. So a big part of my charity and motivational speaking is not only motivating people, but also showing that there are things that need change. There are things that people struggle with. There are bathrooms that say they're handicapped that actually aren't handicapped. You can't get a wheelchair in there. So these are just things we're trying to bring notice to people and get people on board with realizing, these are things that people need help with. These are things we need to be considerate of as well.
I want to help you spread that message as much as we can. I just believe in it so much. You guys know that we give 10% of our proceeds to PUP, People with Unlimited Potential, which is a school for young adults that are mentally or physically have disabilities. And, some of them need this support, the wheelchairs or prosthetics. And so just such a good connection. It's just amazing how God has just brought this all together. And then, of course, I know you met Kurt, P. White. Hey, Kurt, if you're listening, he's awesome. And he's a motivational speaker. And his message is about being handicapable because he was actually born without his right arm and a portion of, I think it's his right leg, I'm not sure, but one of his legs. So he has a prosthetic as well. And he's so passionate
yes.
about what you're doing
yes.
and wants to help because obviously he understands the cost
yes.
effect of what when you have issues like that. So amazing.
Well, and if a person can't be physically active, they become withdrawn. They become withdrawn, and then that also affects their emotional state. So the fact that they can't get out there and do the things that they love that keeps you healthy, it also affects you on a personal, emotional level.
Yeah, and again, coming back from our weekly winning word, cherish, and as a mom, you cherish your daughter, and you want her to have every prosthetic she needs.
Correct.
So you're like, I don't care where I got to work, how many jobs I'm going to have to work, we're going to get it. But when you start talking $90,000, you might be able to work five jobs and not be able to come up with that kind of money. And that has to emotionally wear on you as well, Gaiman.
Right. You don't want to let your children down. So, of course, you do what you do. You know, you do what you got to do to make things happen. So, again, that's what our goal is for our charity and our non-for-profit is to get it out there where people maybe won't struggle through some of the things that we did make it through. That emotional support, you know, just to have that out there.
Yeah, and the information and education that you're putting out there. And, you know, people want to help. People yes. are generous, which you're going to find out. And I'm sure you already are, Ashley, yes. how generous people are when your heart's in the right place and they believe in what you're doing. And you're walking the walk and you're talking the talk and you're doing it. There are very generous people out there that's going to help you get this organization going. And some of them might even be listening. You never know, right?
That would be great.
I don't want to spill the beans, but we have someone you met at the conference. We'll talk about that too, but stay with us. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are super excited to have you joining us. If you've been tuning in, then you know I have two amazing women here, a mother and daughter. Obviously, it's Mother's Day, and we're just talking about Gaylin and Ashley and their journey over the last several years and sharing Ashley's story and about her not-for-profit organization. So I hope you've been enjoying this and really getting educated and inspired by what you're listening to. And that's what I've Decided is all about. Our purpose is to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. We want you to be successful, and we want to provide you all the pieces of the puzzle for success. We want to share stories with you and give you resources and motivation and tools and accountability and support and everything that you need to be successful. We'd love to have you join our community. You can do that at ivedecided.org. And when you join our community, you're going to get a free Audible download of my book, Decide. And also, you'll start getting your weekly winning resources so that you can stay up to date with your weekly winning word and your weekly winning quote and get your week started off on the right foot. So when you have a moment, take a look at ivedecided.org and check out our organization. We would love, love, love to have you join our community. So, Ashley, before the last break, I was saying, I don't want to spill the beans because we're going to do a little success story in the fall. I know you met someone at our conference who made a commitment to give you 5% of their business income that they have coming in. And so that was just an amazing story. But, you know, there, like I said before, people are generous and they want to help and your heart's in the right place. And so we definitely want to make sure, guys, if you're listening and if you are interested at all in learning more about Your Excuse is Invalid, how you can get involved, how you can contribute, they can get in touch with you guys. Where can they reach out to you?
Our website is yourexcusesinvalid.org. So that's a good place to learn about our association, our non-for-profit, find out the latest and what's going on. If you would like to mail donations, you can do Your Excuses Invalid, P.O. Box 614, Tremont, Illinois, 61568. There is no small amount. Any amount's very appreciated, and we're very grateful. Just in the last few weeks, we've received enough to send two children to what we call a limb different camp. They'll spend a long weekend with their family at this camp and basically learn to adapt to the sport rather than the sport adapting to them. So it gives them a chance to play sports with, you know, other children that would have similar challenges, and also learn to play that sport that way rather than adapting to the sport.
That's amazing, because we were talking about, obviously, you guys are giving some of your proceeds to help people pay for their expensive prosthetics, but also these camps.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little more about the camps, Ashley, and what's your dream of expanding these camps?
So the camp we're actually sending kids to this year is a camp that I have head coached at the last year and will be coaching at again this year. It's called Camp Nubability. And the founder is an amazing person. I've gotten to know him pretty well. It's been such an honor to coach there. And what is so unique about this camp is it's not just going to camp and having a bunch of adults, you know, that aren't limb different telling you how to do things, you know, all this. Every head coach, in fact, has a limb difference themselves. So it allows these kids to have a mentor for them to look up to. And it's so funny because I've always said, you know, these kids think we're inspiring them, but in fact, they're inspiring us. I've only been an amputee for the last 4 years, and I've been watching these kids that are anywhere from 4 to 18 just thriving, you know, having fun, letting loose, trusting God. I mean, this camp is a very Christian camp as well. And it's very cool to see them start each sport with prayer, you know, realize that that is in fact a part of their lives. But really thriving and learning how to be able to take what they learn at these camps and go back and play sports with their peers, because that's our ultimate goal, is not to make them feel like they have to play, you know, an adaptive sport. Yes, adaptive sports are awesome. I myself am an adaptive athlete, and the fact that I play Paralympic volleyball as an A2 athlete for the women's sitting volleyball team. But adaptive sports are great. But if these kids have the opportunity to not be singled out from their peers in the groups and be able to go play with their school teams and not just have to find adaptive teams, because especially like in these areas like where we live, where we're not in huge cities, there aren't very many of those options. So getting them prepared where they can play just any sport on any team just really helps them thrive and realize that it's okay to be different. It's not the end of the world. We're all different. And the more we can realize that, the better off we'd be.
That's so great. I mean, just awesome. I mean, it just gives me chills every time you share about all of that. And so, okay, obviously, we know where we can send in if we want to mail in a donation and the website. And we'll also post that on our social media page, too. So if you're not able to write that down, don't worry. You'll be able to go back to our I've Decided Facebook page and get this information. How else can people contribute? Like, I know you guys have an event coming up. We're going to talk about that. We'll spend maybe the last segment because I want to give a lot of information about that. But, you know, we hired you to speak at our conference. And I know we didn't make the check out to Ashley Green. We made the check out to Your Excuse Is Invalid.
Yes.
So someone could hire you to speak at an event that's happening.
Yes. So I do motivational speaking, and 50% of what we make from that goes straight to our charity. The rest of it just kind of covers expenses. But that is one of the primary ways we started this charity, was just speaking at different events and slowly making enough to eventually get this fully up and going and operational. But we know this is a social media world as well. So we have Your Excuses Invalid Motivational Speaking on Facebook. That's one of the pages. And then there's Your Excuses Invalid NFP on Facebook as well. And then you can also follow Excuse Is Invalid on Instagram. So I know this is, you know, a lot of the young ones, especially, it's become a very huge social media world. So that is one way they can follow and see everything that we're going to be hosting. But I know we're going to talk about the fundraiser we're doing here in a little bit and kind of on that. But it's mainly how we've gotten it going is just motivational speaking and sharing my story and how to keep on trucking along.
Yeah. And also, what about your bracelets, which I didn't get. Did you guys sell out at the conference?
We did, but we have more coming for our fundraising event. We also will have cups that I'm making with our logo on them. They are like Yeti cups, but they are epoxied with the logo and glitter or whatever anybody wants. We'll have different ones, a few of them. And if we sell out, we'll figure out a way to mail them, whatever we have to do. But that is just some of the ways we're going to be raising money at the fundraiser is through those bracelets, which are Pura Vida bracelets and our colors with the charms on them as well.
Okay. And as I'm looking at your shirt, everybody can see it, but is your color blue?
Teal and yellow or gold. It's kind of a yellow gold color.
Did you pick those because those are your favorite colors or?
Teal is definitely one of my favorite colors. I just liked the way the gold or yellow kind of looked with that teal. So that was just kind of how it came about. Also just very fun, vibrant colors, full of life kind of colors, not kind of dreary looking. So
yeah, full of life. I love that.
And obviously our logo is the lotus flower
awesome.
Too.
All right, stay tuned, guys. We're going to talk about that fundraiser. Welcome back to I've Decided Radio Show. We appreciate you tuning in this morning with us, and I hope you are enjoying learning more about Ashley Green and her charitable organization, Your Excuse is Invalid. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. We are talking with Ashley's mom, Gaylynn, as well. And I just, as I sit and listen to Ashley just share about her mission and her goal and what she's doing, my heart just goes out to you as that mom that says, you know, how did you stay strong through this, Gaylynn? I mean, like, Ashley, I know you have your moments. I mean, you have have your moments, but you pick yourself up and you keep going and you're doing a good job and that's awesome. But from a mom's point of view, Gaylynn, can you help us understand? I know there might be someone listening who maybe they're struggling, maybe they have a child who might have just been diagnosed with something or was in a similar situation even. Maybe they were in a wreck or they might be still recovering. What would you share with them?
Well, for me personally, it was my faith. My faith gave me comfort and strength and peace. Again, you're right. It's not always easy. There's times of turmoil. There's times of tears. As a mother, we want to make everything okay. And when you can't, that's a struggle, because I think as mothers, what we want to do is not that we're trying to control our children, but we want to be able to provide for them. We don't want to let them down. So my biggest aha moment, I would say, is when I realized that Ashley is God's child and not mine, and that I needed to let go and let him do her life the way he planned, not what I planned or she planned, because obviously none of this is what we saw for her future. But it is amazing how God opens other doors. You know, the USA Paralympic volleyball, I would have never guessed. The motivational speaking, when she was in high school, if you would have told me she would do motivational speaking, I would have said, no way. And she rocks it. I mean, she's a very strong person. What's great about her motivational speaking as well is she does at schools, both public and private. That's geared more towards like anti-bullying. So she uses her situation to help those. Of course, at churches, sports events. She's got a big one coming up at State Farm's Awards Banquet in Bloomington. Each one's different. So that, as a mom, again, the hardest part for me was to let go of that control and just be there for her, provide strength, emotional support. That's where I guess I come into play as far as being on the board for her non-for-profit, is my hope is to help other parents that are maybe going through something similar. She can handle the, the information on the prosthetics and such. She's done a lot of homework on that. But as far as from a parent standpoint, you know, I'm here if anybody needs to talk or needs information, I'll do what I can. Our latest, our next thing is our fundraiser event, which is June 8th. And that will be at Obed and Isaac's Brewery here in Peoria. They have graciously donated their space. We're going to have bags tournaments. It is June 8th from 2 to 5:30 with the bags tournament starting at 2:30. And I'm going to let Ash kind of fill you in a little bit with more of that because she's...
We're going to have bracelets, cups for sale. We have a silent auction. We've had several generous businesses in the area donating. LaFleur in Washington, So Chic Boutique in Morton. Running Central is working with us right now on getting something together. We've had so many different places. Embellished Salon in Morton. just so many places reaching out and wanting to help Wishing Star Boutique. I mean, they're all just coming out and, you know, donating what they can to help us get a silent auction going. So we'll have all of those things going on. Obviously, with Obed and Isaac's, like she said, being so gracious and having us be allowed to use their beer garden out there, we want people to come have fun, buy lots of food.
You know, are they going to donate some of those proportions?
They are not, because they donated the space to us.
Right.
But I mean, we want to help, you know, small companies like that too.
Sure.
So come buy food and drinks and come hang out, you know, watch the bags tournament or participate.
So if you participate in the bags tournament, those funds are going to go to.
So all of the funds we receive, donations, silent auction, all of that is full proceeds come to this charity to help us send kids to camp and hopefully buy our first adaptive piece of equipment for somebody by Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome. And how are you guys going to decide? How do you decide who's going to be that first person? Like, I'm just curious, you know, is there a process if someone's listening and they know a family or they want to get them connected to you? How do you guys?
So there is a process to go through. You can either contact us through our website or Hanger Clinic, Nick Perro. He is willing to take people's names and pass them along to us as well and information. But it will be a grant program. So, like I said, we don't look at what you make or anything like that, but we do have to look at who can utilize the piece of equipment right now, you know, so we can get it, you know, get it the best utilization out of it we can. So we are going to have all these people send in grants. I have several physical therapists on our board who are in charge of going through all of the grants. So that is not my job, but that is something they will be doing, is going through all the grants and deciding who can use it now. And that doesn't mean that the people we don't choose right now will not be chosen. It will be a thing of, as they become where they can utilize it, we'll do what we can to help everybody we can.
Well, sure. And that makes sense. Because if you got someone who's ready and able to use it now, and you got someone else who's going to be 6 months,
we can wait 6 months and help them later. So yeah, it's not, if they don't get it right away, don't be discouraged. It's not that we're saying no. It's just we have to start off with who needs it now, who can use it now, and we'll work our way down the line.
Okay. And that website again is yourexcuseisinvalid.org.
Yes.
Yourexcuseisinvalid.org.
Yes.
And you can find them on Facebook.
Instagram.
So call me, reach me, email me, kim@ivedecided.org. If you need to get the information to get in contact with either Galen or Ashley to learn more about this organization and what they're doing. You know, Ashley, I know you've been through a lot in the last few months. It's like you were getting back up and then you got kicked back down.
Yes.
It just makes me want to cry every time I think about it, but you're still so positive.
Yes, it's not the easiest thing, but it's one of those things you pick yourself back up and every day is a new day and you just make the best of it you can. I mean, life's short no matter what, so.
Yeah, because it's not like you were a couch potato when this happened. I mean, you were an all-out athlete. You were going to play volleyball,
surfing, softball, all of these things. I was very active.
But now, obviously, with the help of the prosthetics and
sitting volleyball. Prosthetics, sitting volleyball, and my physical therapist. My physical therapists have been my light through all of this. So definitely find, you know, if you're going through troubled situations, have family and faith, but find people who can support you in the medical system as well.
Yeah, great. Thank you guys so much for being here. I really just appreciate you and what you're doing. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. And again, happy Mother's Day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?